Well, good morning. Today I'm going to tell you a story about a man named William Wilberforce. And he had a special gift. He could talk so that people wanted to hear him. And when people who can talk, you want to hear them, what do you suppose they become when they grow up? In 1780, he was elected the youngest member in Parliament. He was only 21 years old. And he could talk and people would listen to him, but like most politicians, he didn't have a lot to say. And then one day something happened. He became a committed Christian. And people said, William, you ought to become a minister. You could enthrall whole groups of people. Just think of the big congregations you could have. And he was thinking about it, and then the Lord showed him he had work for him in politics. Well, what kind of work would the Lord have for somebody in politics? Well, at this point in time, England was the world leader in the slave trade. And William Wilberforce said, it is the job of the government to protect its people and not oppress the innocent. So he started speeches, he started campaigning, he started lobbying to get rid of the slave trade. And for 20 years he worked. And finally, they passed a little bit of a law that prohibited capturing new slaves. Do you know what a slave is? A slave is when you catch somebody and you hold them prisoner and you make them work for you for the rest of their life. And when they get too old to work, you just kill them. Would God want us to treat somebody like that? Anybody? No, he wouldn't, would he? Well, William Wilberforce said, no one should treat anyone like this, and so this we're going to stop. But he stopped part of it, but it didn't free the slaves in the British Empire. So he went back to work, and he wrote more letters, he wrote more news articles, he spoke in Parliament, he lobbied, he worked hard, and almost 30 years later, he was dying of a disease, and one of his friends said, William, isn't it too bad that you failed at your life's work? And he said, I'm doing the Lord's work. And when you're doing the Lord's work, even if you don't succeed, you still didn't fail. And when he died, the young Queen Victoria used the power of the crown, and they did, the next year, outlaw the holding of slaves throughout the entire British Empire. So remember, when you are doing the Lord's work, even if it doesn't look like you succeed, you still did not fail. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for the ability to do your work. And we pray, Lord, that you would guide each and every one of our hands, that we would never fail you. We praise your holy name. Amen.